The Yillian Way by Keith Lomer. Part 3. Retief leaned back, grateful for the lull in the music. The last of the dishes were whisked away, and more glasses filled. The exhausted entertainers stopped to pick up the thick squared coins the diners threw. Retief sighed. It had been a rare feast. "Retief," Magnan said in the comparative quiet, "what were you saying about dog food as the music came up?" Retief looked at him. "Haven't you noticed the pattern, Mr. Magnan? The series of deliberate affronts?" "Deliberate affronts? Just a minute, Retief. They're uncouth, yes, crowding into doorways and that sort of thing." He looked at Retief uncertainly. "They herded us into a baggage warehouse at the terminal. Then they hauled us here in a garbage truck."
"Garbage truck?"
"Only symbolic, of course. They ushered us in the tradesmen's entrance and assigned us cubicles in the servants' wing. Then we were seated with the coolie class sweepers at the bottom of the table."
"You must be... I mean, we're the terrestrial delegation. Surely these Yill must realize our power."
"Precisely, Mr. Magnan. But..." With a clang of cymbals, the musicians launched a renewed assault. 6 tall helmeted Yill sprang into the center of the floor and paired off in a wild performance, half dance, half combat. Magnan pulled at Retief's arm, his mouth moving. Retief shook his head. No one could talk against a Yill orchestra in full cry. He sampled a bright red wine and watched the show. There was a flurry of action, and 2 of the dancers stumbled and collapsed, their partner opponents, whirling away to pair off again, described the elaborate pre-combat ritual, and abruptly set to, dulled sabers clashing. And 2 more Yill were down, stunned. It was a violent dance. Retief watched, the drink forgotten. The last 2 Yill approached and retreated, whirled, bobbed, and spun, fainted and postured, and on the instant clashed, straining chest to chest, then broke apart, heavy weapons chopping, parrying, as the music mounted to a frenzy. Evenly matched, the 2 hacked, thrust, blow for blow, across the floor, then back, defense forgotten, slugging it out. And then one was slipping, going down, helmet awry. The other, a giant muscular Yill, spun away, whirled in a mad skirl of pipes as coins showered, then froze before a gaudy table, raised the saber, and slammed it down in a resounding blow across the gay cloth before a lace and bow-bedecked Yill, in the same instant that the music stopped. In utter silence, the dancer-fighter stared across the table at the seated Yill. With a shout, the Yill leaped up, raised a clenched fist. The dancer bowed his head, spread his hands on his helmet. Retief took a deep gulp of a pale yellow liqueur and leaned forward to watch. The beribboned Yill waved a hand negligently, spilled a handful of coins across the table, and sat down. The challenger spun away in a screeching shrill of music. Retief caught his eye for an instant as he passed. And then the dancer stood rigid before the brocaded table, and the music stopped off short as the saber slammed down before a heavy Yill in ornate metallic coils. The challenged Yill rose and raised a fist. The other ducked his head, put his hands on his helmet. Coins rolled. The dancer moved on. 2 more the dancer struck the table in ritualistic challenge, exchanged gestures, bent his neck, and passed on. He circled the broad floor, saber twirling, arms darting in an intricate symbolism. The orchestra blared shrilly, unmuffled now by the surf roar of conversation. The Yill, Retief noticed suddenly, were sitting silent, watching. The dancer was closer now, and then he was before Retief, poised, towering, saber over his head. The music cut, and in the startling instantaneous silence the heavy saber whipped over and down with an explosive concussion that set dishes dancing on the tabletop. The Yill's eyes held on Retief's. In the silence, Magnan tittered drunkenly. Retief pushed back his stool.
"Steady, my boy,"
Ambassador Spradley called. Retief stood, the Yill topping his 6'3" by an inch. In a motion almost too quick to follow, Retief reached for the saber, twitched it from the Yill's grip, swung it in a whistling cut. The Yill ducked, sprang back, snatched up a saber dropped by another dancer.
"Someone stop the madman!" Spradley howled.
Retief leapt across the table, sending fragile dishes spinning. The other danced back, and only then did the orchestra spring to life with a screech and a mad tattoo of high-pitched drums. Making no attempt to follow the weaving pattern of the Yill bolero, Retief pressed the other, fending off vicious cuts with the blunt weapon, chopping back relentlessly. Left hand on hip, Retief matched blow for blow, driving the other back. Abruptly, the Yill abandoned the double roll. Dancing forgotten, he settled down in earnest, cutting, thrusting, parrying, and now the two stood toe-to-toe, sabers clashing in a lightning exchange. The Yill gave a step, two, then rallied, drove Retief back, back, and the Yill stumbled. His saber clattered, and Retief dropped his point as the other wavered past him and crashed to the floor. The orchestra fell silent in a descending wail of reeds. Retief drew a deep breath and wiped his forehead.
"Come back here, you young fool!" Spradley called hoarsely.
Retief hefted the saber, turned, eyed the brocade-draped table. He started across the floor. The Yill sat as if paralyzed.
"Retief, no!" Spradley yelped.
Retief walked directly to the admirable Fakow Cow Cow, stopped, raised the saber.
"Not the Chief of State," someone in the terrestrial mission groaned.
Retief whipped the saber down. The dull blade split the cloth and clove the hardwood table. There was utter silence. The admirable Fakow Cow Cow rose, 7 feet of obese gray Yill, broad face expressionless to any Terran eyes. He raised a fist like a jewel-studded ham. Retief stood rigid for a long moment. Then, gracefully, he inclined his head, placed his fingertips on his temples. Behind him there was a clatter as Ambassador Spradley collapsed. Then the admirable Fakow Cow Cow cried out and reached across the table to embrace the terrestrial, and the orchestra went mad. Gray hands helped Retief across the table. Stools were pushed aside to make room at Fakow Cow Cow's side. Retief sat, took a tall flagon of coal-black brandy pressed on him by his neighbor, clashed glasses with the admirable, and drank. End of part 3.